Plenty of signs of good things ahead for the central New York economy. But analysts are also warning that there are some factors that could at least be headwinds against growth. M&T Bank economist Gary Keith gave his forecast at the annual Center State CEO Economic Checkup Wednesday. He finds 3 years of growth in the region good news after up and down performances that led to uncertainty. And it's showing up in record low unemployment.
You look at the progress we're making in creating new employment opportunities, over 7,000 new jobs embedded in this trend versus less than half of that a year ago. Inside that process, though, we have a labor force issue. Where do we go to get that next new employee? How low can we drive this number?
Signs of optimism are tempered with concerns on several fronts. Not enough workers for certain jobs could stall growth. Continued population decline also shrinks the market for goods and services that drive the economy. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul counters that with data that shows the area is reversing the brain drain of younger, educated residents.
But the best indicator I see of a future is the fact that that trajectory of us losing 9, 10, 12% of our young people. From 2010 to 2018, that now reversed that trajectory downward, and it is up actually almost 8%. What a swing that is.
Center State CEO Rob Simpson adds the city of Syracuse in particular has grown in 25 to 34-year-olds. He's also finding a positive outlook among area businesses surveyed about their future.
With 76% who anticipate a very strong to strong year ahead. 49% expect to make capital investments. 70% expect sales and revenue to expand in 2020. 65% of you say you'll be hiring in the next 12 months.
He credits that momentum to plans that are starting to pay off, such as the Tech Garden, investments in downtown Syracuse, other economic incentives, and collaboration with local government. Simpson also believes growth and opportunity are impacting poverty.
There is reason to be hopeful that the critical problem is, at a minimum, no longer getting worse and may, in fact, be starting to turn the corner. Since 2012, Black and African American poverty has gone down more than 3%. For Hispanics and Latinos, poverty went down more than 11%, outpacing Rochester, Buffalo, and Detroit.
Looking ahead, Governor Cuomo's inclusion of a proposed $70 million for the Syracuse STEAM School can also help job training to assist future growth. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.